This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. After the fight, the Tea Party has the right to claim victory.
It takes 5 miles to turn an aircraft carrier, so at least we're starting that motion. The most important thing is if we can get past 2013, 2014, we can get the right people that come in here and start with the structural reform, start prioritizing the spending bills that we have, start prioritizing the appropriations bill.
Republican Alan West of Florida on Fox News sounding confident about the future after he and his Tea Party colleagues appeared to command the present. With not a lot of numbers in the House, they made a lot of noise. Here's Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota.
Someday you have to pay the piper. This is not going to lead us to a pro-growth economy. That's my fear.
With the steep-cutting debt ceiling bill, the Tea Party now claims a power block in the U.S. Congress.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
The fight of the killer beasties in the House. Tea Party stakes its claim on House and Senate leaders. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Beastie boys and girls in the House and Senate. We're going to take a look at the Tea Party this morning. It's Tuesday, August 2nd.
And that's right at the top of the news after a heated debate.
I cannot support this bill.
I rise today in opposition.
We need to cut spending, not raise taxes.
It's time to end the reckless game of chicken.
Which was interrupted by a dramatic and triumphant return.
Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
House Speaker John Boehner announced the final vote on a bipartisan plan to raise the debt ceiling in the House.
The ayes are 269, the nays are 161. The bill is passed without objection.
It was Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' first Capitol Hill vote since she was shot in January. And with that, the first hurdle to avoid a default was cleared. The Senate will vote on the plan later today. It is expected to pass. But Majority Leader Harry Reid is taking a wait-and-see approach.
I'm a longtime member of Congress, and I never count my votes until they're cast.
If it passes the Senate, the bill heads to the White House for President Obama's signature just hours before a midnight deadline to avoid default.
Meanwhile, the two-week-old shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration has cost the U.S. government more than $250 million in uncollected taxes now. Congress might have to shelve talks until they come back from recess next month, lawmakers, that is. A dramatic policy shift out of Israel this morning. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly agreed to use the pre-1967 borders as a starting point now for a peace deal with the Palestinians. Netanyahu reacted angrily when President Obama called for a pre-67 starting point back in May. This morning, reports say the Israeli prime minister has offered to trade Israeli territory on its side of the line for the main Jewish settlements in the West Bank.
Eyewitness reports out of Syria this morning say security forces continue their relentless assault on the city of Hama.
Tanks have bombed the mosques. They have bombed more than 10 mosques. We are, till this moment, being slaughtered.
More attacks on civilians are reported across Syria. The United Nations Security Council will meet again today to debate whether or not to condemn Syria. The U.S. is moving to ease anti-terrorism restrictions in Somalia. It will no longer be illegal for aid groups to pay taxes to al-Shabaab. That's an extremist group with al-Qaeda links that has cut off aid to thousands of starving Somalis. This morning, the U.N. says the famine is spreading and may soon engulf six more regions of Somalia. Later this hour, we're going to talk about the difficulties of getting aid to the people there.
The worst drought in a decade now covers 12% of U.S. land. Officials say more than 2 million acres of farmland, mostly in Texas, have been destroyed. New federal guidelines require health insurance plans to cover all government-approved contraceptives for women without copays or other charges. And here's the latest Chinese retail knockoff. A reporter in China has found a dead ringer for an IKEA store. Reuters is reporting it, down to the yellow and blue signature colors, signage, and mock-up rooms. Last month, we told you about a fake Apple store popping up in several cities across China. Asia and European markets are down. Futures are down this morning. The Dow gets underway at 12,132, the S&P at 1,273, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,354. The debt ceiling deal all hour long. We're going to take a look at the political implications. Did the Tea Party win a victory in the House and Senate and confronting the White House? Stay with us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.